Today is the 1st of November, 2018, Thursday morning, and I wanted to say hello to everyone this morning and have a question for you this morning. Have you ever heard the saying, blood runs thicker than water? There's a lot to that saying. Now, again, we know that water's consistency is made up of H2O. It's H2O, right? It's got oxygen in it. Blood, hemoglobin, whatever. Some people's blood is so thick that they have to give them blood thinner, thin it down so it doesn't clog up. Okay. And have you ever heard someone say, you know, regarding someone, maybe a sibling relationship, they're thick. They're thick. Good morning, Surinu Babu Sorella. Well, there's a danger. Good morning, MJ Abelos. There is a danger when someone puts so much credence on their blood relationships. We see this within the Jewish religion. They talk about line generations, their genealogy. They talk about how that because of their Jewishness, that they are special people. They are chosen by God. They have an inside track, as it were. I was a member of a church one time, and it was amazing how the senior elder, if you want to call him that, the teaching elder's position on things changed as his children's decisions in life changed. You know, when his daughter decided to marry someone who was divorced, it was amazing how all of a sudden, positions change when people's families change, don't they? I heard about a very well-known minister whose daughter went through a divorce and he changed all of his positions regarding divorce and remarriage. Well, good morning, Surinder Paul. Happy to see you as well. So the saying, blood runs thicker than water, has a lot of, there's a lot in that. And this particular minister's new son-in-law came into the church, and all of a sudden there was a whole different attitude. Blood runs thicker than water. There was a reason why, if you love father or mother more than me, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. When we place a higher degree of emphasis on our blood relatives than we do biblical doctrine, than we do our relationship with Christ, our relationship to the church, there's a problem, isn't there? Good morning, David Kimmel. Many people have thrown... There's also another saying, throw the baby out with the bathwater. Okay. A lot of people have thrown we'll call the baby the doctrine, and the bathwater, the Word of God. They've thrown the doctrine and the Word of God out the window in favor of their blood relatives, haven't they? Oh, well, you know. And how many people have you heard use the commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, to an extreme? Well, I'm just trying to honor my father and my mother. Okay. If you're disobeying the word of God in doctrine and in practice because of something your mother and father are doing, that's not honoring them. That's dishonoring them. Okay. Well, another pet scripture I hear a lot of times for this idea of tolerance and being so open-minded, your brains fall out syndrome. Okay. One of the scriptures that is often used is, well, as much as possible, live peaceably with all men. So in other words, that means going along with false doctrine. Does that mean going along and practicing all the pagan holidays and idolatry in the churches? Does that mean going along with immodest dress? Does that mean going along with all of these practices that are totally anti-biblical? And then if anyone says anything about it, then guess what? They're a legalist. They're bringing you under the law. They got it down. They got it down. Blood runs thicker than water, I'll tell you. Well, there is a reason why that whenever Jesus' mother and brethren came to see him and he was busy teaching doctrine, and they came and said, hey, your mother and brother are outside, they want to see you, whatever. What did he say? Who's my mother and who's my brother? My mother and my brother are those who do the will of God, who do the things that I say, who practice what I preach. There are many people that, you know, especially around the holidays, this really shows that blood runs thicker than water. Around the holidays, people are willing to give up all their doctrine. They're willing to throw it all out for a few hours of pagan practice, aren't they? Oh, well, we're doing this for the kids. We're doing this for the kiddies. Okay. Well, are you doing it for the kids? Or are you doing it for your own emotions and your own feelings and your own need to participate in idolatrous practices? That's the question. Good morning to me, Bruce. And so this idea about, well, as much as possible, you should live peaceably with all men is used as a justification for practicing and associating fellowship with those who have compromised the doctrine of Christ. I know a pastor that is really, we all fall into this, including yours truly. I'm not, by the way, anything I'm saying to myself. Okay, I'm not, whenever there's one point, finger pointing out, there's these, all of these others pointing back right at me, okay? But it's something I think we should be examining. But I know a pastor that is really good at doing as I say, but not as I do. He can talk about the pagan practices of Easter. You hold, put stuff out in the foyer. And he can say that he doesn't celebrate Christmas. But then he has the gall to put all these pictures up on Facebook of his kids over at their relatives in front of a Christmas tree opening presents. You know, around this time you'll see all these bumper stickers. Let's keep Christ in Christmas. Okay.